In our previous year, we had developed the Machlokes Rishonim of Achronim, actually, of Rambam versus Tosfos, and how to understand Kli Shemalach D'Lehetar. We had said that according to the Rambam, and we read the words of the Rambam in Perek Chaf Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Muksa actually are an early Gzeiros Chazal, where Chazal said that we should not move Kalim on Shabbos. They were concerned that by moving Kalim on Shabbos, our Shabbos would look like a weekday. We may actually come to do Melacha with those Kalim. And therefore we had explained that Rambam's opinion was that all Kalim cannot be moved only under certain circumstances. Of course, as our Gemara taught us, Kli Shemalach L'Heter can be moved Yotzar Gufa in Lekaimai, even Mechama Letzel, but there must be a purpose in moving the Kalim. According to the Rambam, we explain, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say as well, that only Kalim that only Eichlin, food, or Svarim, that are not Kalim at all, may be moved on Shabbos for no reason at all. We also, however, said that Tosfos seems to learn that all basic kalim, silverware and dishes and cups, are not included in the halacha of muksa and may be moved for no reason at all. And as we said, this really is reflected in the machlokes ha'achronim, where the Mishnah Berurah seems to take the opinion like Tosfos that any basic kalim may be moved on Shabbos, whereas according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chaya Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they seem to be following the opinion of the Rambam that only food and Sfarim could be moved on Shabbos for no reason. But Kalim, even Kalim Shemlachtam Leheter, dishes and cups, etc., may not be moved unless there's a purpose. The purpose could be even for the welfare of the Kali, but there must be a purpose, otherwise it may not be moved. And I indeed saw that the Poskim suggest that if we follow the opinion of the Rambam, there may be a very interesting halacha, there may be a very interesting distinction. If we want to rearrange our Sfarim on Shabbos, or we want to rearrange our breakfast on Shabbos, our dishes on Shabbos, what would be the halacha? If we follow the opinion of Tosfos seems to equate all of the basic kalim, the dishes and the cups, and ostensibly the silver, that's not muksa, machim sarim kis, or any other, or kli shemalach d'lisser, are all the same, and they can be moved under all circumstances on Shabbos. Whereas according to the Rambam, indeed, perhaps, and of course, we're not discussing in this part of our shiur the issue of Uvda D'chol. According to the Rambam, indeed, it would probably be permitted to move your Svarim on Shabbos, because even the Rambam agrees that if something is not a Keli, if it's a food or it's a Sefer, it's certainly not included in the category of Muksa. But the Rambam would hold that Kalim may not be moved unless you have a purpose, unless there's a purpose for the Kali to move it. But just to move it because you want to rearrange your break front on Shabbos would probably be also. And if we understand this machlokes of the Rambam and Tosfos, we'll really see that this machlokes permeates the entire sugya as we try to understand the sugya. The Gemara in a number of places in the sugya speaks about the case of a meducha. A meducha is like a mortar that they used to use to grind in it
different medicines or different spices. And the Gemara says, and Kuf Chof Gimel, the Gemara has a similar Gemara later in the Sugya as well, but the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chof Gimel says, Meducha im yesh ba shum metatlan loisoy, mimlav im metatlan loisoy. That if there's garlic left over in the Meducha, we could move it. If there's garlic left over in the Meducha, it can be moved. And if there's no garlic left over in the Meducha, it may not be moved. And there's a very fundamental machloikis harishonim into understanding this heter, that if there's garlic left over in your Meducha from before Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. Some explain that it's very similar to the halacha that we quoted earlier in our previous year, that the Gemara says, the Gemara's on Daf Lamed, the Gemara's on Daf Kuf Mem Beis, the halacha is that you're allowed to move a mace with a kilker or a tinnik. You're allowed to move a dead person if you put on him a kilker or a tinnik, that's how he may be moved on Shabbos. But as Mefarshim ask, that's a very problematic issue. Because if you look in the Gemara there on Daf Kuf Mem Beis, on the base, the Gemara says we could only move a mace through a kik or a tinnik, only a mace, nothing else. Yet our Gemara is saying that you can move a meducha if it has on it a kik or a tinnik. How do we understand this Gemara? So, one teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that Gemara is referring to situation of during Shabbos, where muksa becomes something muksa on Shabbos. The only thing that becomes muksa on Shabbos that can be moved because it has an adover hetter is a mace. Another teretz is that our Gemara is speaking about a keli. And as we're understanding, when we speak about hilchas muksa, a keli is a much less serious muksa than something that's muksa machmas gufoy. So when we speak about the Meduka is a keli. So by a keli, of course you could carry it if it has a dover heter on it. The chiddush of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Beis is that even a mace, which is muksa machmas gufoy, which is not a keli, may be moved al yidei kikar or tinnik. That's one approach in the Rishonim. But there's another approach in the Rishonim. And that approach is, it's not because there's a dover heter in this meduka and becomes like a bossful dover heter. It becomes mutter like if it were a kik or a tinnik on top of a mace. A meduka that has in it garlic left over from before Shabbos is not muks in the first place. Why? Because it becomes a dover heter. One of these Rishonim debating, and this is a Gemara that we find many times, and we have this Machlokes Rishonim a number of times. What is the basis of this Machlokes Rishonim? The basis of this Machlokes Rishonim is how to look at a Keli Shemalach Talata. The man, the Omer, that says the fact that there's garlic in the Keli, is it enough to make it in a Keli Shemalach Talata, is following Tosfos' approach to Hilchos Muksa. And as we've been explaining, Tosfos' approach to Hilchos Muksa is an approach that anything that's used, anything that's needed, is not muksa. So if you have this meduka, that it's indeed a grinder, but it's you, but it has in it garlic, so now it's not a grinder. It's a keli shomlach deleheter. And because it's a keli shomlach deleheter, we could use it on Shabbos without any problem. The other Rishonim, however, follow the Rambam's approach. The Rambam's approach is that any keli that I could come to use for a non-permitted purpose on Shabbos is muksa. So certainly a meduka is something that's used for a non-permitted purpose. A meduka is a grinder. So we can't just say the fact that I also used it for storing garlic is enough that it should not be muksa. So what is it if it's used for that I stored garlic? The concern that the Rambam articulated, that we read those words of the Rambam, that you may come to use that keli on Shabbos, are a very real concern. And therefore, the Rambam, in the other Rishonim, I'm going to have to say the heter is, like we have another heter, like we have the heter many times, that if you put a dover mutter on top of a dover usser, like you put the kik or a tinnik on the mace, it will become mutter to carry, it will become mutter to carry those items on Shabbos. And in fact, this question is also relevant to another area that we learn in our Gemara. The Mishnah teaches us the halacha of shivrei kelim. And the Mishnah quoted the machloikis of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. What would be the halacha regarding shivrei kelim? May they, if keli broke on Shabbos, may they be moved on Shabbos? And we learned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara expanded on it, and daf kuf chof dalet on the base, kol hakelim anitolim b'Shabbos, shivreyem nitolim imohem, uv'ad shiyei oisim ein melocha. So the Tanakhama, the opinion of Rameya, is as long as they're usable, they can be moved on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, they have to do Rabbi Yehuda's machmer. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be ein melachton. It has to be the original melacha that they were designated for. Only then may they be moved on Shabbos. And as I said, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rameya. As long as they are used me'ein melacha, can they be used on Shabbos? And the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol hakelim shenishbru afilu b'Shabbos mutar taltel shivreyim uvad sheiruyim mishum melacha. As long as they can be used for some melacha, kigon shivrei areva, if your pitcher broke, you may move that pitcher l'chasas b'chavis, if you could use it to cover a pitcher, v'shivrei zechuchas, or a glass broke, l'chasas b'piapach, Aval im ainu ruim l'shum melacha, if they not usable at all, then the halacha would be lo, you may not move them on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Simit Shinches Sivov. So there's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav here in Simon Shinches Siv Chav Tes makes the following distinction. He says if a piece of earthenware broke and it can be used to cover a keli, even if you don't have a keli that needs to be covered, let's say you broke in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there are no kelim that you need to cover in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can, it's still not muksa. But then, the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes on to say that even, but let's say they break into very small pieces, and very small pieces are not going to be used as a bottle cap, then they may not be used on Shabbos. And I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Oz Nidbaru says, based on this distinction of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that nowadays no one is going to use a piece of a broken keli for a bottle cap, and therefore, says the Oz Nidbaru, you can't, a keli that breaks in Shabbos is muksa. But I saw that the Sefer Shalma Yehuda quotes Rav Scheinberg, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and he says that, let's think about it. In the times of the Mishnah Berurah, they already didn't use broken parts of a keli to be your battle cap. We don't find that the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha that we just quoted doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because he says that even though nowadays if we have a broken keli, you're going to discard that keli, he says that doesn't mean that it isn't a keli. It's a keli, he says. Just Baruch Hashem, we live in a time and place where people Baruch Hashem, don't have to use broken pieces of a keli as your battle cap. And that's why we don't use it. But that doesn't mean that it's not usable as a keli. And therefore, he paskins, and I saw Rav Nissim Karelitz Shlita in the Sefer Chut Hashen Shani paskins as well, that these are considered kelim, a keli shemalach de leheter, and can be moved on Shabbos. So let's think about it. Why do they take that approach? I think they take that approach because they're following the same approach as Tosfos takes to Hilchos Muksa. Tosfos' approach, as we've been learning, to Hilchos Muksa, is that anything that's a keli that's typically used, isn't muksa. And once it's not in the category of muksa, and even though a broken Shabbos, and is no longer usable for its original use, doesn't make it muksa. Because Tosfos, as we've been learning, has this much more limited application of Hilchos Muksa. Whereas the Rambam may have a stricter interpretation. Because according to the Rambam, even kelim that you normally use aren't excluded from being muksa. And therefore, unless they're somewhat usable, they should be considered on Shabbos to be treated as muksa. And actually, this question comes up in another area. Very important question. Many people use disposable dishes, plastic, paper dishes, and after they use them, they obviously throw them out. And the question is, when you throw out after you use it, why isn't that dish considered like a shivrei kelim, and they should be muksa? So of course, if they're dirty and you want to remove them from the table, you have the heter that our Gemara has mentioned on a number of occasions, the heter of a graf sharei. But as we learn the halachas of graf sharei, we know that heter is a very limited heter. And Chazal didn't apply that heter of graf sharei under all circumstances. You only can carry a graf sharei if you have no other choice. So how could you move those dishes? The answer is, again, if we're following the opinion of Tosfos, and Tosfos is teaching us that something that's a keli, that's a usable keli, a dish, which is the exact example that Tosfos used, never becomes muksa. And in order for it to be considered muksa, it has to be totally non-usable. So yes, we, Baruch Hashem, are not likely to use again a dish that's a plastic dish, a disposable dish. That's only, as we said earlier, because Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where we, Baruch Hashem, could afford not to have to use that dish over. But certainly, the whole basis of the approach is because something like that is a keli shemlach de leheter, and Tosfos' approach is dishes aren't muksa, and therefore could be moved. And therefore, for them to become muksa is much more complicated. And actually, I saw this very same concept followed with another question, a very commonly asked question on Shabbos. And that is the question, if a button falls off someone's garment on Shabbos, is that button going to be considered muksa? And I saw Rabbi Avadia Yosef in the Shaios HaTshuvos Yabi Oimer Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Zayin, has a long discussion, and again he takes the same approach that the button is not considered muksa and therefore can be moved. Why? Because since it's a keli, and the keli is not muksa, so even though now it's not usable as a beged, as a keli, because it's detached from your suit, and obviously you can't put it back on Shabbos, the fact is that it's still a keli, because it was part of it. It goes back to what we discussed with the meduka sheyesh bo shum, your grinder that has in it garlic. So as we explained at the beginning of the shiur, the grinder with your garlic is considered a grinder. is not considered a grinder. It's considered a container. And once it's considered a container, it retains that name under all circumstances. Here too, the button that is part of your suit is considered part of your suit, and it retains that status even if it gets disconnected from your suit. And therefore, I saw that the Be'er Moshe and Chelik Vav, Simon Pei Zayin, the Shalos Tshuvas Oz Nidbru, Chelik Zayin, Simon Mem Vav, all take a lenient approach regarding buttons that fall off on Shabbos, and so too does the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasoi Paskin Lekula. I do have to say that the Sefer Shalma Yehuda I saw takes a stricter approach. He says in the name of Rebbe Yoshev that since the only way you could get that button back on the suit is by sewing it on, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to sew on a button, so that makes the button muksa, makes it into dover osir. I saw a poskim that ask on Rebbe Yoshev's approach, because their question on Rebbe Yoshev's approach is that you could attach a button with a safety pin on Shabbos, and by attaching a button with a safety pin on Shabbos, it's not considered, if done in a way that's not intended to be that way permanently, it's not considered that you did a maisa of sewing on Shabbos, and therefore they also say, even according to Rabbi Yoshev's reasoning, it should not be considered muksa. So just to summarize, we've had this very fundamental machlokes, which really is an approach, a machlokes and perspective to hilchos muksa. Do we view a keli? Do we view every keli as muksa? And by viewing every keli as muksa, we have to be strict and only allow it to be moved under very specific circumstances, albeit even mechamel itzel. Or, as Tosfos learns, that a keli shemalachta leheter is not muksa in the first place, and once it's in that category, we could be much more lenient in our approach to it. So, as we said, many poskim, achronim, take the stricter approach, but I saw that even the poskim that take the stricter approach are lenient and say, for example, let's say you're not carrying the keli shemalachta leheter strictly by holding it in your hand. You're holding it in your pocket. So would you be allowed to move a keli shemalachta leheter even shaloi letzairich if you're not carrying it directly by holding it in your pocket? So I quoted in the previous year a taz, that the Taz says that they used to walk around with a knife in the pocket. So even if we follow the opinion of the Rambam and says that you can't carry a knife unless there's a purpose, it could be that if you're carrying it in your pocket, so it's not a direct act of carrying, and we have the opinion of Tosfos, and that the Mishnah Berurah paskins like Tosfos, there we could be makom. Certainly, on items that are in the category of food or svarim, that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us one can move on Shabbos, and therefore I saw the Paiskim are quite makel, and they say that not just svarim, but anything that's in the category of a sefer, which would include a Megillah or a Sefer Torah that's pasul, or a mezuzah, that all can be used to learn and read from, would all be considered something that's not even a keli shemalachta leheter. It's not even in the category of a keli, and therefore can be moved on Shabbos under all circumstances. And the same goes with food. Anything that's in the category of food can be moved on Shabbos under all circumstances, because again, even the Rambam is only concerned that you may come to use a keli for a purpose that's also in Shabbos. But something that's not a keli is not in the category of muksa. Oichlim and svarim are not in the category of muksa, according to all Rishonim and Achronim. There are two more
shilas that need to be discussed as we discuss Kli Shemalachta Leheter. As we've been saying in our Shiurim, Tosfos' opinion is that any keli that is used on a regular basis is mutter to be moved under all circumstances, not only Tzarech Gufei Mekaymai, and not only Mecham Letzel, but for any purpose that you need to move, you may move it just because you want to move it. So the question is, what, according to Tosfos, the Tosfos says it's bowls and plates and dishes and silverware and glasses are completely mutter to be moved, and we're never in the gzeira of muksa. What is in that category? What is in the category that could always be moved, and what is in the category that could only be moved mecham letzel and so on? So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Simen Shin Ches Sif Katan Tezvav has very interesting way of determining it. He says what we have to see is this the type of item, object, that's used on a daily basis? If it's something that's used all of the time, then that's the type of object that Tosfos will say is not in the category of muksa at all. And it's very much in line with the explanation we've been giving in Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, an object that was that's always used, Chazal never included it in the gzeira of muksa. And the fact that it's always used is that determining factor. But as we've also been saying in our shiurim, the opinion of the Rambam, and as we've said, and as the Mag Mishnah explains the Rambam, and as we've also said, the opinion of many Achroinim, and even the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Machmirim, is that even a Keli Shemalach de Leheter should only be moved when there's a need to move it. It may only be Micham Letzel, but it has to have a purpose, otherwise it may not be moved. So a question that is asked, and this is probably the most pertinent question, is if someone is touching a keli shemalach de leheter, you're sitting at a table on Shabbos, and there's a cup in front of you or a silverware in front of you. You don't need to use that. You're not drinking and you're not eating, but you're playing with the silverware or you're playing with the glass. Would that be, what is the halacha? People usually do that just because they're nervous. People need to have something in their hands. So the Deborah Tzina Rav in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Gimel discusses that shaila, and he is lenient. The truth of the matter is the Ber Moshe in general takes a lenient opinion towards the shaila. He even wants to suggest that the Rambam may not be as Machmer as we, as the Magen Mishnah and others explain the Rambam. I saw Rav Avadya Yosef says it's difficult to explain the Rambam other in a different way than the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. But he certainly says that moving around something, if that's what you do because you're nervous, is your tzairich. And therefore, he takes a lenient opinion, and I've saw other Paiskim have taken the same approach as well, that just because you want to play with something, that given especially that we have the opinion of Tosfos and the Mishnah Berurah, one could be lenient under those circumstances.